ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんにちはロンドン、こんばんはニューヨーク。
Welcome to the Japanese Children's Song Series at JapanesePod101.com. In this series, you'll learn Japanese language and culture through Japanese children's songs. Go to our site to hear full versions of the song sung by professional singer Kana Mizushima. Visit JapanesePod101.com and claim your free lifetime account now.
Naomi です。
Peter here.
JapanesePod101.com の同様のレッスン6へようこそ。
Welcome to Lesson 6 of our Japanese Children's Song Series. Naomi-sensei.
Hi.
Can you tell us the name of the song we'll be focusing on in this lesson?
Koinobori.
A song about koinobori, or streamers in the shape of a carp, a type of fish.
This song is a really well-known song that celebrates the koinobori flown on Children's Day.
Those who live in Japan or have been to Japan on Children's Day may have seen these koinobori before.
Right.They are long streamers in the shape of a carp. People put them outside of their house on Children's Day, May 5th.
They're really long. So when they flow in the wind, it looks like they're actually swimming.
そうですね。Right. And Peter, I heard that you looked up some background information about this song.
Yes, I did. It turns out that originally, Children's Day was a day to honor sons and wish for them to grow up healthy and strong. So people flew these carp streamers in honor of their sons. Naomi-sensei.
Hi.
Do you know why they use streamers that look like carp?
Well, I guess because they symbolize success in life, right?
Cheater. That's right. And there's actually a legend behind it. In China, there's a legend that says that a lot of fish tried to climb up a waterfall called Dragon's Gate.But the carp was the only fish that was able to go all the way up. The carp that made it up the waterfall turned into a dragon. And so, now carp have come to symbolize health, strength, and success in life.
Hey, I see. That's a really neat legend.
De sho? Right?
Hi.
Okay, there are different colored koinobori as well.
That's right. We will learn more about them when we look at the lyrics. But the most common colors are black,and red. You will also see blue and green ones too.
Let's talk about the song for a moment. Now, Naomi-sensei.
Hi.
This is a very famous song, right?
Very famous. There are actually extra verses to this song, but the verse we'll go over is the one that everyone knows.
Okay, let's hear the song and take a look at the lyrics.Naomi-sensei.
Hi.
Compared to the last lesson, this song is relatively easy to understand.
Yes. そうですね。The words and grammar used aren't too difficult.
Can we hear the first line, please?
Sure. 屋根より高い鯉のぼり。
Let's break this down.
屋根。
Roof.
より。
More than.
高い。
High. So it's saying the鯉のぼり fly higher than the roof.Right?
そうです。This より is a word used to compare two items. X より means more than X. So in this case, 屋根より高い is higher than the roof.
And the last word is?
鯉のぼり。
So the 鯉のぼり is higher than the roof.
そうですね。 The phrase 屋根より高い is modifying 鯉のぼり because it comes right before the word. We could also change the sentence order and say 鯉のぼりは屋根より高い。
The carp streamers are higher than the roof. Now, in our more poetic translation we have, hoisted high above the rooftops are the carp streamers. And probably flowing in the wind.
そうね。Nice image.
That's a nice image. And what about the next line?
大きい孫いはお父さん。
This is your basic A は B です structure, right? A is B.
そうです。Except there's no des at the end. We have 大きい孫い, which means big black carp. 大きい is big. And 孫い refers to a black carp.
We talked about the carp streamers having different colors earlier. The biggest, highest one is the black one. So, Naomi-sensei, according to the lyrics, what is the big black carp?
お父さん。
The father.
はい。
So?
大きい孫いはお父さん。
The big black carp is the father.
Right. And then next, 小さいひごいは子供たち。
Same structure again.
小さいひごい。小さい means small. And ひごい means red carp.
So now we're going to learn what the small red carp are. Naomi-sensei?
はい。
What are they?
子供たち。
The children.
そうです。
So?
小さいひごいは子供たち。
The small red carp are the children.
はい。The words 孫い and ひごい refers to certain colored carp.
And now the last line. Naomi-sensei, お願いします。
はい。面白そうに泳いでる。
Literally, they are swimming and look happy. Or they are happily swimming. Let's take a closer look at the grammar.
面白そうに。This comes from the word 面白い, meaning interesting or fun. In this case, 面白そう means looks interesting or looks fun.
You can take any e adjective, drop the last e, and add so to create a word that means looks like something something. For example, Naomi-sensei, what's the word for expensive?
高い.
Ends in an e, so it's an e adjective. How do we say it looks expensive?
高そう.
Drop the e, add so. What's the word for cold?
寒い.
Looks cold?
寒そう.
And so on.
はい. So again, 面白そう means looks interesting or looks fun.
This is followed by に. And this makes it an adverb, right?
そうですね.
A word that describes an action.
The word after it is 泳いでる, swimming. So 面白そうに describes how they're swimming.
So basically, they are swimming along looking like they're having fun.
そうですね。面白そうに泳いでいる。
A happy family of?
鯉のぼり。幸せそうですね。Looks happy.
Carp streamers.
Well, that's all the time we have for this lesson.
Thanks for listening to the Japanese Children's Song Series. We hope you enjoyed it.
最後にさくらさんの歌を聞きましょう。Before we go, let's listen to the song sung by Sakura. She's going to sing it a cappella.
This time you'll listen to the song without background music so that you can hear the lyrics well.
Sakura-san, お願いします。
屋根より高い鯉のぼり大きい孫いはお父さん小さいひごいは子供たち面白そうに泳いでる
Find the more detailed explanation of the lyrics at JapanesePod101.com. There, listen to the full version of this song in video format, complete with beautiful pictures of Japan. Go to JapanesePod101.com to get your free lifetime account.